to you, oh God. I will pursue you, your presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I will pursue you, O God. It's a personal choice. I will pursue your presence. And then to reiterate that, Lord, I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. It began, the chorus, strip everything away till all I have is you. My heart rejoiced as I noted the young adults who gathered, as so many are yet doing across the nation, in putting together this worship CD and declaring, God, I will pursue you. What's wrong with the ecclesia as a whole, the church, the body of Christ, is a failure of God's people to pursue him. The truth is, each of us are in pursuit of something. The state of the church is a direct reflection as to the pursuit of God's people and what they are pursuing. Here, the declaration was and is, God, I will pursue you, and I will pursue your presence. The truth be told, many times you and I venture out as men and women of God, young and older alike, into the new day without the presence of God going with us. That tendency that we often rely on, that tendency to believe that we got this, we can handle this, we know what we're about. Everything that we do as women and men of the Lord should be done in collaboration with the blessed Holy Spirit. It's a reminder to me, and I trust that it is to you. And we need the Spirit of God to strip away all things until what we can see is him and him alone. Until all that we can see is our Savior and Lord. Yes, Lord, strip away over the days and the weeks and the months. There are things that have built up like a sediment. And you know as well as I do how some days we have to press even a bit harder in so that we can maintain our devotional time with God. And so many things are clamoring for attention in the lives of God's people. And I'm here to remind you and I that all those things that seek priority ahead of and before God become layers in our lives. They become a blanket, and we need God and the Spirit of God to tear away the veil, to remove the veil until all that we see is him. Who do you see today? In whom do you rely on today? We need to see Jesus. My brothers and sisters, apart from seeing him, we will go discouraged. Apart from seeing him, we will see chaos and degradation. But thanks be to God that the eyes of the understanding of his people have been enlightened, and you and I can see through the ages to the blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus. We are going somewhere, and by God's grace, you and I have been given insight into where we're going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the journey thereon is going to be glorious. He has saved us, hallelujah, from the penalty of sin in regeneration, so that you and I, through this journey of sanctification, can experience the victory in our lives right here on the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you and I are blessed to be light, the light of God that shine amidst the darkness. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I pray that God would strip us indeed of everything that has come to hinder us from seeing him as we ought to. There's a need for you and I to press in. We are saved by God's grace. But if we are going to be victorious along this journey of sanctification, it's going to require a press. I am pressing in to you, Lord, so that you don't pass me by. And I assure you, as you and I keep pressing into God, nothing is going to pass us by. Blessing in the field and blessing in the home. Blessing as you go out and blessing as you come in. Because you are pressing in to Him. Hallelujah. Breaking through the boundaries so that we will not be denied. Oftentimes, too many are blaming God for not having, for the needs not being met, only for us to be reminded that if He has met the need of our salvation, shall He not, with Christ, as the Word says, give us and do all things? It now requires you and me, as redeemed ones, as regenerated women and men, to press in to God, to break through the boundaries, so that you and I do not be denied what God has in store, what God has presently for you and for me. That our eyes be open. Let us ask of the Lord today, Lord, search me, search me. Search me where? On the inside. Search me inside, and I cannot live without your presence, because the presence of God is not going to tarry where sin is. Hallelujah. And so God needs to search us. Search us on the inside, for we can't live without your presence. And I pray that God indeed would search us. You see, when we search ourselves, we compromise. But when we ask the Spirit of God to search us, and when we allow our ears to be inclined to what the Spirit of God is saying to us, He's going to show you and me some things. He's going to correct some ways. Oh, yes, He will. We are in a journey and we are in a warfare. It is time for us to press in and to press on. For the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and God is raising up men and women who will take it violently by force. It's going to call for you and me being on guard, being in our posts. So let's believe God today. Let's ask of Him, Lord, open mine eyes and search me on the inside. It's been my prayer as I sat in the study. It's my prayer even now as I'm seeking to unveil this word to us today, that the Father would bring each of us, me and each one of you, to that place where it would truly become our declaration, not just with words, but it's my lifestyle. Lord, I can't live without your presence. The truth is, we have lived so many days and weeks and months, and if you added up so many years without the presence of God, we've done it our own, we've done us. God, who loves us and who've drawn us to Himself, and the Holy Spirit, whose presence wants to be the ever-abiding presence in your life and in mine, make it our prayer. Lord, open mine eyes. And search me on the inside, for I can't live without your presence, Lord. Father, forgive me for the days and the weeks and for some the months that I've sought to do this life without your presence. Can't live without your presence. And I trust, God, that you and I would pursue the presence of God. Would do what? Pursue the presence of God. The presence of God. Can't live without your presence, Lord. Can't make it without you. And the Word of God opens up here as the psalmist does declare. It's David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. In the wilderness he was. And yet his heart, we will see a glimpse of it as we read of these verses in the 6th to 3rd Psalm. He says, O God! O God! Can you say that where you are, right in your cars, in your home? Oh God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. As some translation says, earnestly will I seek thee. Hallelujah. You see, you can't seek Him unless you have settled that He is your God. My soul thirsts for thee. And my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. I thirst for thee, O God. And I'm trusting God in these few minutes that I have in your presence here to stir you up as I stir myself, that we would pursue the presence of God, that we would pursue the presence of God. You see, the presence of God will make clear many things that have come masquerading in our lives. You and I will be able to detect and discern. The psalmist says, God, you are my God, and early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, and my flesh longs for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen in the sanctuary. Saints of God, there is a dunamis power that God wants to display in the lives of his people. You see, it's easy for the flesh to cause me, yes, me, and even you possibly, to feel as though we're doing all right. Because every morning we get up and we turn to the 23rd Psalm or the 93rd Psalm and we do a little reading. We have our devotion. Or we may listen to a devotional reading or a devotional message. And it makes us at times feel as though we have done our bit. We have satisfied the appetite of the spirit, we feel. But if we were to compare that with the things that we go into the day pursuing, we will see how minuscule that is, those few minutes, in comparison to the hour that we give to the football game or the hour that we give to the sitcom or whatever else it may be that is seeking to be a veil and to be a lair in our lives. Oh, we need the truth of God's word to come that we may be set free. David says, God, you are my God and I will seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you, Lord. Is your soul thirsting for him? Hallelujah. My soul longs for you. My soul thirsts for you. That's the longing. That's the pursuit that is necessary for this hour in which we live. And last, have we experienced within that dryness and that thirsting of the soul. God, give me a thirst for you that I've never known before. Give me a hunger for you, O God, that goes beyond anything that I've ever longed and hungered for. My brothers and sisters, it needs to be a cry that comes from your very own heart that God can do what he longs to do in you. You see, he has called you to destiny, and he has called and equipped you with giftings. And only he knows the appointed days that he has given to each of us to live out that call upon the earth. You're not just called to make heaven your home. You're called to make a difference right here and right now. Let us pursue God. Pursue him with our whole heart. I pray that our thirst for him will increase. As the psalmist says, I want to see your power. I want to see your glory. Because he have experienced that of God in the sanctuary. I pray that God would so move in us that we would long to see God's manifestation, that we would long to see God's dunamis among his people, that we would break out of the routine. The psalmist says, Lord, I'm thirsting for you. I'm hungering after you. I want to see your glory. I want to see it again. And the third verse of the 63rd Psalm we read, he says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. My God, my lips shall praise you. My heart went out as so many of yours did. As a father, as a parent, as we learned of the lives that were killed in that event there in Texas, as we learned of daughters and sons that went to that event, that concert of sorts, only to be trampled on and ultimately to lose their lives, But when I look at it within the context of what I am reading of the 63rd Psalm and the David, the psalmist, and I'm gripped with the words that he says, because God, because your love and kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. And people of God, for too long we have been seeking to draw men and women, young and old of God, to that place where spontaneously and hilariously together we will worship and praise Him. We will praise Him. You know those events, such as that one that ended so dreadfully? People didn't just go and just listen. They participated. They screamed, they shout, they chanted, they sang along with whatever was being played on the stage. And my prayer is that God would give us such a breakthrough. God would have you and me to experience the victory. But we need to thirst for Him the more and hunger for Him the more. I'm speaking to men and women who name the name of Christ. The psalmist is not speaking out of an experience of being banished from God, but being in a relationship with Father. And you are in such a relationship, aren't you? Psalmist says, because your loving kindness is better than life. Oh, when our eyes are enlightened and we truly can not only declare it, but experientially live it. Yes, your loving kindness is better than life. That's why I praise you hilariously. That's why I sing my songs unto you, you can declare. That's why I make joyful noise unto you, because of who you are. Because of who you are and what you have done. He says, thus will I bless thee. Thus will I do what? Thus will I bless thee. When? When will we bless the Lord? While I live. No wonder the psalmist was able to say to the Lord on one occasion, Lord, you got to keep me alive, to paraphrase it, because the grave can't worship you. The grave can't praise you. But if I am sustained in life, I will praise you. Hallelujah. Yes, some years ago, someone penned the chorus that, Lord, you've created us in your image that we will give you the highest praise. If I was a tree, all I can do was lift my arms to you. And if I was the sun, all I can do is shine from above. But you have created me in your image. That each of us would give to Him the highest praise. Is He receiving the highest praise from you? Is He receiving it from me? He says, thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands, not just with my lips being lifted up in praise, but I will lift up my hands, I would lift up my hands. Do you see it there, saints of God? I will lift up my hands where? In your name. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise and with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. And I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, right where you are, in your home, in your living room, in your bedroom, in your car, with your hands lifted up and your mouth filled with praise. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, come bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord, you who stand by night in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, because where the presence of God is, it is holy. And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Bless Him when you're awake and when you're cognizant and when you're filled with energy. Bless Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. No wonder many are drawing away, because they look at the church and it seems to be miserable. It seems to be filled with people who don't have the joy of the Lord. The devil is a liar. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And you are redeemed of God and baptized of the Holy Spirit and given the Spirit of life. Hallelujah. I need you to be my keeper. Left to myself, I would dry up. I would drift. God knows what he was saying when he reminds us that we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. I need you to gird me on. We have need of each other. If they're going to get upset with us, let it be because we are spurring them on to go on in God. To go on in God. To go on in God. You're part of the family. Let's strengthen that relationship. I hasten to a close. Lord, not only will my lips praise you, but my hands, hallelujah, my hands, how often you can be driving out there and, oh, the road rage is becoming increasingly so, to find people sometimes would put their hands out of the window and raise their hands with an obscene gesture. But thanks be to God, you and I, as the redeemed ones, we can lift our hands, yes, and not to insult anyone, not to hurt anyone, but in worship and praise to our God. If you're in the 63rd Psalm, as I'm still, as I seek to come to a conclusion, he says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Oh, so oftentimes we want to experience the fifth verse without being willing to engage in verses 1 and 2 and 3. And 4, God is a rewarder of every one of us who diligently seek after him. We seek after him in our worship and our praise. We seek his presence. Haven't we learned to sing some years ago, your presence is heaven to me? How true that is, but God would have us to experience it and not just sing of it.